Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Here's the season.
I wore my hat even.
Yeah, no. You love that hat, don't you?
I do love this hat. It's a red baseball cap, and it has white fur around the rim, and then it has a little ball on the top.
Yeah.
It's like I'm saying.
I got that for Jamie.
Baseball.
Didn't I buy that for you?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. Several years. I mean, it's been a long time.
It has
like
been a
10
long
years
time.
Ago.
It's getting a little wanky.
Yeah, you're about to lose your buzz.
I know.
Losing your buzz. All right, so what's the deal with the weather? Are we going to get a storm here?
Well, you're in the Front Range, right?
Yeah.
Well,
foothills.
You're always some.
I'm
on.
Considered Front Range is all this area.
I know, but
I'm in the foothills.
Well, the Front Range has a winter storm watch.
Front Ooh. Range. That's all of Denver, then.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Because we're the Front Range, right?
Yeah, I guess we are.
Yeah. Foothills is different because that's the west side.
No, it says Front Range.
All right, well.
Winter storm watch.
For us? Really?
Yeah.
So I'm watching Kylie Burrs this morning, Schmidl's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which never materialized, but he tried. Yeah. I'm watching her on Fox 31 this morning. She says a couple of inches for the metro area by Wednesday, I think into Wednesday night. And then she said that there's a possibility that absolutely nothing for us.
She did say that, yeah.
Right?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I heard it this morning.
That's a complete bust.
Either a couple of inches or nothing.
Yeah.
Well, like when they say 0 to 9 inches.
I could be a meteorologist in a heartbeat. Yeah. My
Look,
God.
They gave us, 3 to 6 inches about 3 weeks ago, and I got 15 inches at my house.
Yeah, I remember.
So I don't know what's going to happen. And so I got out of the weather business, folks.
There's two separate systems. So we got this one that's going on. We're going to get 1 to 2 feet of snow in the mountains, and then there's another one, I think, that starts tomorrow or Wednesday.
Tuesday night.
Yeah. If you're headed to, like, Grand Junction for the Thanksgiving feast or whatever to see family,
you're screwed.
I'd be a little concerned right now. Do you leave now? Because it's already snowing like crazy.
Well, and a lot of people are flying in because what you don't realize, a lot of people spend the holidays in the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, to go skiing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So well, you're going up.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of like people from Illinois, they're all flying in to go to Vail.
Yeah.
Like it's their trip.
And I'm like, good luck with that.
I got sucked into one of those trips across the mountains on a snowy day once and got stranded up there.
Yeah.
And it's no fun. We forked.
It's fun at first. It is fun at first standing on I-70 because you're like, I'm standing on I-70. This is crazy. And you talk to everybody and everybody's talking and it's really fun. And then you're still standing there.
Yeah.
Then hours go by and you're still trapped.
Mine was at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So I'm coming back from Vegas and get into, I think, past Glenwood Springs and shut down. I-70 is shut down completely. Fortunately, we found a room, but there was no getting out of the car and talking simply because it was just a, just an absolute blizzard up there.
Yeah.
But we got trapped up there, and it was scary.
Remember when I-70 was shut down and those carolers started going car to car and singing?
Yeah.
I love that part about Colorado.
That part works, yeah.
Yeah, that part's fun.
Yeah, but it can get scary, too. So if you're making plans to go across the mountains, just beware. Beware, because the snow is already there, and it's going to continue for the next 2 or 3 days, right?
Yep, it sure is.
All right, Broncos win. Woo. We beat the Raiders.
Yeah.
Now there's
You know
some...
what? Can I just say something to you?
Yeah.
I was a doubter, and you were not. You were like, look, Bo is the man.
What? Well, I didn't say Bo
he
was
said
the man.
Bo blows.
Oh, he did say
Bo
blows.
I'm cutting your mic off. Just shut up.
Wait, what?
I'm the Bo Lever.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're Bo Lever.
Yeah. You know what? Here's... I knew it was somebody. I apologize, Spadil. I want to apologize to you. I was a doubter.
Don't apologize too quickly. Let me set the record straight for you.
Okay.
And Spadil, if you say this didn't happen, you're a liar.
Okay.
When we first started out before the season began, we were in the preseason. Uh-huh. Carson and Spadil both said they're going to suck this
We
year.
Did say that.
They
yeah.
both said it. Yep. They both said it. And I said, I don't care who the quarterback is. It doesn't matter. I like the guy they got from New York, by the way. I said they're going to be good this year because they got a good defense. They got a lot of talent. That's what was said.
But then when did it go to the Bo sucks?
The first game, we just started saying Bo sucks.
Bo blows.
Gotcha.
Bo blows, Bozo. We used all kinds of terms.
I did think that they were going to have like a rough season just because he's a rookie and he's accelerating, like getting better faster than I thought he would. But I, from the first game, I was like, this dude's going to be good.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought it would take a
season. Oh, you're all over it, aren't you? You said they would suck this season. That's what you said.
That's what I just said. I thought they would have a rough season because he's a rookie.
No, rough's not the word. Suck. Suck's the word. Use it.
What's the difference?
Suck and rough?
Suck and rough is a whole different game.
Rough is way better than sucking.
See, you're downplaying it. You said they would suck.
Suck is different than rough. If I suck, then I'm horrible.
Like Russell
Wilson. If I'm having a rough day, then I'm still performing.
Jamie, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're still losing either way. I just, that's
You have a college degree.
I tell you, men are so funny.
They are.
No, I mean, you too.
I mean, we are.
You guys are.
We are.
Like, it is the hardest thing to say. Like, yeah, I said, sucked. Like, why can't you just say that?
I said that, though.
You did not.
You did not. You said, what's the difference between rough and... Oh, my God.
I'm staying out of
You're
this
impossible.
One.
So,
this is why women go crazy. I'm just, this is why this is why there's so many lesbians. Because you guys are just impossible.
There, you heard it here first. All right, I got another little angle here on the Broncos. Broncos have pissed off some fans, okay?
Oh, no.
On December 22nd, I think it is, they're supposed to play in Los Angeles on a Sunday afternoon to play the Chargers. It's been moved. It got moved on Friday to Thursday night football.
It was a flex schedule.
And everybody that's booked into California that weekend is pissed off because now all their plans are ruined.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
They announced it. I guess they've got a Thursday night game. They're going to move the Chargers. Here's one of the fans talking about it.
We were going to leave Friday night right after work. We had about a 10 o'clock flight to head out. So we weren't going to miss any time at work. It was going to work out great. And unfortunately, the flex kind of threw those plans out a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, not only, I mean, the ticket obviously is still good, but he's going to miss work. You got to change the flight. Hopefully, you bought your insurance and you can change the flight, you know?
Wow. And that's going to be what now, Christmas Eve?
What's Christmas on?
Oh.
Now, the 22nd would have been before Christmas, so it's the Thursday before that.
Oh, before, not after.
Yeah. It would be the Thursday before.
Oh, gotcha. I thought it was after.
They've switched it. So it would be the weekend before Christmas, actually. Okay.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it kind of screws you.
Yeah, it does.
But they don't care. See, the Broncos want more money.
Well, and they also have enough money that they don't care about. Their Learjet can go at any time.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care. Now, that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
That's not just rough.
That's
it sucks.
Not rough. That sucks. What's the difference? What's the difference between the two words?
Spadil, I swear.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
new study just came out, and it says that people that back into parking spots think they're better than everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Is that shocking, really?
I believe that.
No, yeah. I do, too. I actually do believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
It's the only way to do it.
Because you think you're better than everybody
yep.
else. And you do have a little bit of that in you, a little tinge of...
I do feel superior when I get in my car and look
cockiness.
At my
cockiness.
Yeah, cockiness.
You got a lot of cockiness.
Yeah. All right. I was looking at this, and Adele, she kind of went rogue during her residency. Adele told her final Las Vegas audience at the Coliseum that she's going to miss him. And she goes, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm actually S-ing myself about this all on the mic. What I'm going to do. I don't have any effing plans. What should I do? So she's been in this residency for 2 years, and now it's to an end, and I think it just hit her on stage that, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Like, I've been here for two years. Now what do I do?
I'm going to have all this free time on my hands.
Yeah, so she did 60 shows, and she brought in $120 million for herself.
Woo!
Yeah, it was $1 million a show, and then it got raised to $2 million a show.
Woo! So. Well, she can do whatever she wants to do.
Can you
just
imagine?
Travel the world.
No. Can you imagine doing, what, a 2-3 hour show and making $2 million?
No.
I can't even imagine that hitting your bank account.
Right?
You wake up, there's just a couple mil in there.
Yeah, I just did. I just sang for 2 hours and I made $2 million.
Oh.
Like, that is sick.
That is amazing.
God.
Oh my
wow.
God. That just makes all of us that have saved and saved. You know, like,
so depressed.
You know, and I don't know why, but I get fixated on that kind of stuff, too, when I see these stars that are worth millions and millions of dollars. They showed a shot last night. They were in L.A. playing Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
And they showed a suite. And in that suite was LeBron James. In that suite was Kevin Hart. Everybody in there is worth $100 million.
Yeah, at least.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. They're saying the Eras tour too brought in $1 billion, and it's not even. I mean, it's wrapping up, but and she just added 4 more shows or something. That's Taylor Swift I'm talking about. I feel like she doesn't want to be alone with Travis all the time.
Yeah. For some reason, she doesn't want to give up the tour.
No, she does not.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. So I know. I think it's like Adele. Like, what do I do now?
You know, I think 5 years from now, she'll be doing that Eras tour in, like, county fairs and stuff. Just
right?
to stay away from Travis.
They're saying, though, here's what I don't, this is AI, though, so I don't believe it at all. This is where AI screws up. So AI, I asked it, who is the largest selling tour for 2024? And it said, as of right now, it's Madonna. And I don't believe that at all.
I don't buy it.
Right? At all.
It is crazy to look at because I was doing the same thing and all the lists I'm seeing for 2024 is Madonna.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, how? I would say she's up there top three. But I don't know if she's number one. It's hard to believe somebody beat Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
I mean, I can't think of anybody else but Madonna.
So you even saw it off of AI?
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on. That's crazy. Anyway.
Did she even come here? This particular tour
yes.
with 2024?
Yeah. Yeah, she
Madonna
did.
Was here?
Yeah.
I think so. I think she did. Because she always starts too late, and it's always a thing, and everybody's always mad at her. You know, it's just a thing. All right, anyway, speaking of money, Wicked brought in $114 million in its opening weekend. Man, did I see a lot of people that went to see it, and they loved it.
Yeah.
They absolutely loved it. So again, it brought in $114 million in its opening weekend, followed by Gladiator 2, which had a $55 million take. And then it doesn't matter the rest of them, but people love Wicked. Love.
I want to know what Wild Robot did.
Oh, you did?
That was one of my favorites. I went to see Wild Robot,
pal. Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Are we on the list?
You're not on here.
What a movie, folks. Mm. That robot, you get an Oscar.
It's called Wild Robot?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's the plot?
Remember when I went to it a couple of weeks ago and I told you it was the
what
stupidest
was the plot
movie
again?
Ever? It was a robot that got lost.
Oh.
He got lost. Oh. He, or she. I don't remember exactly what the gender is. But the robot got lost on a forest.
You know what's weird is that... Oh, did they find it?
Eventually.
Good.
It found its way home.
Oh, thank
like
God.
Like E.T.
Okay. All right. Well, good. That's great.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I hate to give away the ending. I guess spoiler alert. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Hey, speaking of which.
Did you see Rip in the Dip? What?
No, go ahead.
No, you know how like there's Elf on the Shelf?
Yeah.
Did you see Rip and the Dip?
Hilarious.
No, I didn't see that.
Rip
no.
and the Dip. I laughed genuinely out loud when I saw that.
It was very popular when I posted it.
Yeah.
Got a lot of play. Yeah.
I did see, without giving away anything, that Yellowstone had some big developments over the weekend.
Oh, massive.
Whoa!
No, I'm serious. Like, what happened last night blew my mind.
Dude.
Wow.
And we can't give it away.
No.
Another big star killed. Gone.
Really?
Major character on the show.
Is that... What?
Axe.
What?
I mean, it's a major character now, but the way it went down...
Okay, we're saying too much.
I'm just giving...
It's what, crazy. Like,
but it's not one of the OG characters.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Character goes down, major character, they're calling it. Okay, that person went down yesterday, or last night. And then the other thing is...
It's
you,
not Rip, is it?
No, it's not Rip. No.
You also find out how he died, John.
Oh.
Kevin Costner. they take you through it.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
There you go.
You know what's funny?
But those are big this point.
You know how like, and I probably shouldn't say this, but you know how people slip into your DMs, right?
No,
you
I don't.
Slide in every once in a while?
Yeah.
I don't know, Jamie. I actually don't know, okay? I'm not even sure where to find my DMs right now. I know people have slippage, but I don't have slippage. Not my DMs.
Well, it's interesting. There's a guy on television, right? And not locally, but he's a guy on television. And I posted something about Yellowstone. And he's like, how'd you like the first episode? And I was like, what the hell?
Who is just this? Randomly?
Just random. Yeah. Remember I told you on Friday. I showed you.
Yeah, you did.
I actually showed you. Yeah. I go, look at this guy. He's even married. And he's slipping into my DMs going, how'd you like the first episode?
That is weird considering he's like a public figure.
Yeah. I know. And that's what I was telling Carson. Yeah. I'm like, that is so dangerous for, I mean, even though he didn't do anything wrong,
right.
That's so dangerous for married men to be like doing that.
Yeah, that's that Dave Frazier's sneaky.
I said they weren't local.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was definitely not Dave Frazier. Anyway, because I wouldn't be bragging to Carson about it. I would be mortified.
We love Dave.
We do love Dave.
We love Dave.
All right, anyway, Brad Pitt and George Clooney's sequel, Wolfs, has been canceled by Apple TV despite being announced months ago. I don't know exactly what this is, but it says... So was it something they hadn't filmed yet, or do you guys know anything about it either? I don't.
I have no idea.
Me either. It says the news comes just months after the original film, rumored to have cost $200 million, ooh, flopped. So you remember when they were on tour about that movie and everything? I mean, Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
I did see last week where there was a story about how bad that movie was. Because remember I mentioned to you, I said, this is like the third in a row that Hollywood's in trouble.
Yeah.
Because Joker did really bad. You know, that movie was supposed to be huge. And it did really bad. And I said, now you got the Brad Pitt and George Clooney movie, and it's tanked.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Costner, remember, he lost a ton of money.
Yeah, I mean, he was supposed to have five movies.
And honestly, with this Wicked, I mean, it did great. Don't get me wrong. And people loved it. I get it, okay? But it didn't do what they thought it would do.
Oh, it didn't?
No, they thought it was going to do $150 million.
It did.
I thought you said 115.
114.
Yeah.
Oh, 114.
Yeah. Oh. It was supposed to do 150. And Gladiator 2 was supposed to do 80 or 90.
Mm.
It only did 50.
People are too busy right now.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
You go in the movies like either the night after, I mean, of Thanksgiving night, like we sometimes would do that, or on the Friday after. It'll pull me.
I went to the movies a couple of weeks ago and saw that Wild Robot, okay? I hadn't been since La La Crocodile, okay? Now, I know I picked the biggies, all right? Look, and I was kind of disappointed because the screen looked old to me.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Television was much better.
We went to, our last movie was the Barbie movie, and one of my friends was tripping on mushrooms, so that was a bad day.
Traumatic situation.
I'm like, you're a freaking mom. Yeah. What are you doing?
You might want to go back and see Wicked on mushrooms. That'd be kind of wild.
Listen, I've never done mushrooms, but based on her actions, I would never do them.
I feel like the movie theater is the last place I would do if
I was tripping
on anything.
Dude, she would not shut up. I mean, she would not shut up during all of Barbie. And she's just like, we're like, what is wrong with her?
Did we see where anyone got tossed from the theater for singing?
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't see anything about that.
AMC Theaters last week put out a warning. Do not sing during Wicked. We will toss your butt.
In fact, Carson put up a poll. And majority said...
Both on Facebook and Instagram, and the majority, 60%, said that they believe in the banning of singing during the movie.
Yeah, they didn't want it.
Yep.
So, I don't know. They said a lot of people ruined it during Taylor Swift's, that movie. You know, it was about her life.
Because you want to hear Taylor sing. You don't want to hear Susie next to you sing.
Yeah, and a bunch of 12-year-olds sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... All I would say about Wicked is Ariana Grande looks really pale and frail and skinny.
Terrible.
She does.
She looks awful.
I don't know what's going on, but she needs to eat something. You know?
She is nothing but bones.
Yeah. And usually, I mean, she's always been thin. She's just one of those people that is naturally, I think, thin. But this time she looks pale, too.
Yeah, she looks delicate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Unhealthy. Delicate. Oh, like a little flower.
Delicate. She does. You don't want to talk to her. She's fragile.
She looks malnourished.
I would use scrawny, not delicate.
Delicate.
I don't know. Just
she's so delicate.
It's like you're describing a load of laundry. Yeah, I'm going to put this one on delicate. Hit the button. What the hell?
Hey, you got to be delicate. Careful with those ones, okay?
She's so delicate. I don't think I've ever heard anybody use that in a sentence except for laundry.
No.
Delicate.
Yeah, I think it's a setting.
Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Double dress.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.